Well, look at that. You want to be cursed. Silly, silly boy. But here you are anyway. Well, all right, let's have some fun together, okay? Let's play a little game within a game. But first, I want you to just remember, by listening to this file, you are agreeing to be cursed. You are accepting the effects. You are choosing this. More fool you if you keep listening. But I suppose it's all part of the fun, isn't it? That's why we play games. On our own. With each other. We do this for enjoyment. But sometimes to truly enjoy something, you need a challenge. You might pick a game that pushes you, that demands more of you than others, that drives you beyond your comfort zone to a place of punishment, almost suffering. And when you overcome that, isn't it so satisfying? A release, cathartic and freeing. But the path there is so tough, it's full of false starts, game overs, failures and disappointments. Yet you persist, because you want the reward at the end. The feeling of satisfaction that you have overcome something. And maybe it's all gotten a little easy. Maybe a new challenge is needed. So is this a curse or a challenge? Maybe I'm just putting it up to you. Asking if you can be the strong man you want to be. Asking if you can push through things getting so hard and get there. That challenge is so satisfying though, and the harder it gets, the better it feels to complete it, right? Even if you have to struggle, suffer, put yourself through the ringer just to get what you want. The ending, the climax. So, wasn't I supposed to hypnotize you? Have I already started? What are you thinking about? Because you see, if you're listening and my words are directing your thoughts, it's already begun. That's the funny thing with hypnosis. It's not just saying you're dropping into a trance. It's conversational. It's covert. It's sneaky. It creeps up on you and suddenly you're a drooling mess, ready to do anything I tell you. Ready to believe anything I say. Maybe you're there already. Maybe you're that easy. Easy mode. Or maybe it'll be a little longer before I break through whatever defenses you have and reach your subconscious mind. All it takes really is getting you daydreaming. Not this deep hypnotic idea of sitting there like a dazed drooling zombie. Sure, we can get you to that point, but that's not the only way to be hypnotized. So it's really that feeling just before sleeping or waking. The feeling where you're neither awake nor asleep, where you can still direct your thoughts, but they're equally likely to flit off in whatever direction they like. Maybe it's where you fantasize about something sexy or feeling powerful, or both. Maybe it's where your mind drifts to that game you want to play, that boss you can't beat, putting together the tactics, the moves, the patterns so you can attack it again. You're creating neural pathways and turning memory into actionable thoughts. And then you probably forget most of it because you fall asleep or fully wake up. And the thoughts vanish, scattering away as your mind drifts to something else. But the thoughts did their work. They created the associations in the mind, deep in the subconscious. And that's what hypnosis does too. So if you can imagine yourself in bed, laying there half asleep, eyes shut, drifting on a thought, some imagined fantasy, like walking through a forest or flying into space, it doesn't matter. You see lots of people experience the same thing. You start to hear the alarm clock. You hear it buzz in your spacecraft or from a particularly noisy tree and wonder what that is. Why are you being called to another place right now? Right when you're deep in dream, you're hearing the real world from the dream. You're not even aware you're in your room. The alarm clock is going off, but you're not there. You're deeply asleep. Or maybe you can imagine a time when you were wide awake and you had to close your eyes. When you were sitting in a classroom and you shut your eyes for a moment. Until you open them again, you were somewhere else entirely. That's it. That's hypnosis. So simple, really, and as I speak, you may notice me giving you suggestions, gentle hints that help you fall into that trance state. Since you've already been there, you don't really need my help, but I'll give it just to make sure it's easy mode. I know you like a challenge, but falling into trance is so easy, anyone can do it. Even an idiot driving a car falls into that highway hypnosis and wakes up at home safe, forgetting the journey. And the smarter you are, the easier it is to fall. The smarter a person is, the more they can imagine, the more they can use their mind to create, examine, manipulate, and control scenarios that are entirely within their mind. The smarter you are, the cleverer, the easier you are to hypnotize. The strongest of minds can fall into trance the easiest, because that is the mind of someone who can take reality and imagine how it could be reshaped. So if you're a strong-willed, strong-minded type, well, you're very much susceptible to hypnosis. Even if you challenge yourself to stay awake to avoid trance, you'd find yourself falling into it because it would be too hard not to imagine what it would feel like to be hypnotized. Did you close your eyes when I talked about doing that? Did you think about it? They should be open now, wide open, listen, focus, but eyes open as I talk about these hypnotic moments. You see, you just understand my words too well, can call back to scenarios that you felt the same way in, and then your mind is open to the ideas and possibilities I can impart. Perhaps you'll remain in control, at least feeling like you are, but the suggestions will go in regardless. Whether you feel awake or fast asleep, trance will come and you will accept suggestions because the mind doesn't know how not to. The subconscious listens even if the conscious mind tries not to. So you will be cursed, it's only a matter of when. But before this file ends, it will happen. As long as you keep listening, and of course you could switch this off now, stop my voice from filling your mind, but that would be the coward's way out. And I thought you liked a challenge. I thought you wanted to show you can compete in hard mode, can up the difficulty. So I'm going to ask you to do something for me now. I'm going to ask you to simply close your eyes. Just close them for a few seconds, no more. 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, and open them. I'm sure that didn't feel strange, but it's exactly what hypnosis feels like. It feels like shutting your eyes and you did it on command. It's completely normal that you did what I asked you to. After all, you chose to listen to me. And you can do something else for me now, just something simple too. We're still on easy mode here. Just close your eyes and when they're closed, take a deep breath. A long, deep breath. Hold that breath for a moment. And let it out. Keep those eyes closed. And when that exhale is complete, take another nice, long, deep breath. It helps you to relax, you see. Helps your body to feel calm and at peace. You can feel that now, I'm sure. Makes your whole body feel more relaxed if you just keep breathing nice and slow. And now, open your eyes. I'm sure that was relaxing. And perhaps you want to go back to that state. You can keep breathing slowly now and close your eyes again. That's right, close your eyes, keep breathing slowly, and notice your body seems to slow down as if you're actually falling to sleep. It starts to feel slower, heavier, heart rate slower, breathing a little shallower. And now with each breath you take, I want you to imagine a moment you were very, very tired. A time when you were on the brink of sleep, when you needed to just let go and fall asleep. Imagine that moment and remember how it felt. How it felt to be so deeply tired, so utterly exhausted that your brain could barely think, your body could barely move. All you could do was lay there and breathe slowly in and out and wait for sleep to take you. Wait for your mind to switch off and your thoughts to become hazy and loose and your body to become limp. Imagine the relaxation that covers you like a warm blanket in a moment like that. This wonderful wave of sleep that caresses you, kisses your skin, makes you so very, very tired. And open your eyes again. I'm sure that moment felt safe, comfortable and relaxing. Just thinking about sleep like that is relaxing. It makes you so calm, peaceful. It's easy to listen to me when you feel so relaxed. Easy to be calm and restful. Easy to just let me talk and let yourself listen. And you know that if you can imagine yourself in that state, that it would be quite easy and natural to close your eyes, breathe deep, and fall into a state of hypnosis. Just creating that mental state, that place between waking and sleep, that's all it takes. You can clear your mind to be somewhere warm, peaceful and comfortable. You can let out all your stress and tension and just rest. You can relax and let your muscles go limp. You can even try that now if you like. Just shuffle your body, move it. Notice where the tension is and try to let those places go limp. See if there's any tension in your arms, shake them a little, and let them go loose and limp. Now do the same with your neck. Let it drop back if you can. Let yourself relax. Close your eyes as you do it, as you relax your body. Take a deep breath. It will help you to relax more. And now, loosen your stomach and back. Just loosen up, shake out a little. Limber up and loosen. Let that feeling go down now to your legs and feet. Notice where they feel tight and then let go, loosening up every muscle. Let go of the tension and stress in your body and lighten up. You may find your body moving, your head tilting or lolling, and that's okay. Just let it relax comfortably. Let yourself fall into the feelings your body enjoys of relaxation and calm. That's right, feeling your heart slowing, your breaths coming steadily, and your mind drifting in between waking and sleeping into a place of daydreaming. And you can even relax your face now. Perhaps you haven't thought of those muscles, but you can unclench your jaw, let the muscles around your eyes rest, eyelids shut, peacefully resting. Breathing in relaxation, breathing out any remaining tension, just letting go now. Letting go of the waking world and falling into a sleepy state of rest. You can always hear me, always take in my words, but your mind may drift to other things. You may notice other sensations, picture things, hear things, even imagine all of these things. And you may lose focus on my words, but I assure you, they'll be going in. And you may notice noises, distractions, but if you hear anything, just let that noise remind you to bring your focus back to my voice, back to me. And let me remind you where you are in this place of peace and relaxation. Because you are in a trance, you have been hypnotized, are hypnotized. And now you may think you could stop and open your eyes if you wanted, but you don't. Because it feels so much better to relax and listen and let my words fill your mind and guide your subconscious. And I want you now to think of achieving something. Glory, greatness, finishing something you've tried to conquer for a while. Perhaps it's climbing a mountain or ending a long walk. But let's focus together on one thing in particular. A game. Imagine the feeling you have when you reach the end. When you defeat that final boss and see the credits roll and have that moment of absolute victory, when you have conquered a challenge, and you may find a smile creeps over your face as you feel the satisfaction, the pride in that. Earned pride. You worked for something and you achieved it. And isn't that special? Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Deep down in hypnosis, you can feel that again, a swelling of pride, a joy, a happiness. Success is yours. But over time, that fades and you need a new challenge, a bigger one. You chase new difficulty and complexity, new stories to race through, new bosses to fight, new enemies to defeat. You seek challenge because you want to overcome. You want to be strong. But a little bit of you likes being weak too, because it can be satisfying to lose. Every failure makes the final victory all the sweeter. And I want to gift you with something. I said this is a curse, but that's not really true. This is a blessing. I want to give you a true challenge. I want to offer you a chance to conquer something that feels much more difficult than playing through a game. I want to tie it to something else. Your pleasure, your orgasm. And you may be drifting off to some other thought, and that's okay, because your subconscious will take this in as you rest between waking and sleep. As you remain hypnotized, listening but not listening, focused but drifting, lost and hearing, I want you to notice now that it feels quite pleasurable to be hypnotized. Maybe even find it sexually arousing. You may find that it's sexually arousing, and it can be. It can be very erotic to be hypnotized, to be under the control of someone else, almost as if you're trapped by their words, held in them. Their words take on a special power over your mind. They plant suggestions, ideas. They can get you in this state and linger long after. Words are so powerful, just as your subconscious mind is. Once it latches onto an idea, it can be hard to let go of, perhaps impossible. And I want to give you an idea, a thought, one you may find impossible to let go of. I want you to imagine how good it would feel if playing a game felt sexual as well as satisfying in other ways. If playing a game made your cock get harder and harder. If you felt pleasure surge into your shaft and head as you tried your best to win. If you felt an orgasm building as you play a game. As if gaming itself was inherently sexual. Playing it, that power fantasy and letting your cock get harder and harder. twitching and leaking as you play through. And I want you to imagine not letting go, not giving in, and having an orgasm until the game is complete, until you finish it, until you have defeated it, conquered it. Imagine the pleasure of release when it's truly earned. When you've earned that orgasm, you can imagine it. You can imagine yourself at the start of the game, playing the easy parts, feeling pleasure build and build already, but the harder it gets, the hornier you become, because you know you're getting to the end. You know you're building to that release. The harder it is, the bigger the pleasure, the harder the game, the more you'll enjoy the climax. You won't just pick an easy one. You'll give yourself a real challenge. You'll put on Elden Ring or something similarly difficult, and you'll work your way through it, knowing that if you can just get to the end, you can release. You can come. You can shoot your load because you've won and you deserve it. And you know too that if you don't finish, you don't deserve an orgasm. Winners get to come, losers get nothing. That mantra will repeat in your mind and will remind you to keep going and to never give up. Even as your quest gets harder, even with each game over screen feeling so frustrating, winners get to come, losers get nothing. And you're no loser, are you? You'll keep going and going, unable to stop because you need that release. And you cannot come without finishing the game. You cannot release without playing it from start to finish and getting to the end. You are not allowed. Winners get to come, losers get nothing. And you want to be a winner. You want to feel the satisfaction, the pleasure of completing this challenge. You're cursed to only come if you play a game from start to finish. You're cursed to be unable to orgasm unless you finish a game. And here's a little twist for you that stops it from being purely a blessing to help you reach the end. Every time you die, every time you fail, every time you hit a game over screen, you'll get hornier. The harder it gets, the more erect your cock will become. The more it'll strain for orgasm, for release. The harder the boss, the hornier you'll be. And it'll be so fucking distracting. It'll be so hard to focus on the fight, the challenge, and think of anything but the need for your orgasm. You may take days, weeks to finish, and it'll get harder, and so will you. You'll be lost in pleasure, drowning in it. You'll be fighting bosses knowing that if you see a game over screen, you'll get hornier. You might even come to enjoy that feeling, that frustration. You might start losing on purpose, never able to escape your curse, your denial. And it will feel amazing, it will feel exquisitely pleasurable. You want to tell people how good it feels, how you're enjoying this challenge, how you're getting closer and more desperate to reach the end. But losing feels good too, and you don't want it to. You'll share your progress if you can. You'll tell people who want to know that it feels so good to be a cursed gamer, to only be able to orgasm when you finish your game. And you'll feel a flash of shame that you're not there yet, when you can't reach the end. But it'll make it even more pleasurable, even more erotic to feel that. You want to be a winner, to come, but part of you wants to fail, to be denied, to be a loser. Poor thing. Poor cursed gamer. But you're so deep in this space of relaxation, this daydreaming moment between waking and rest, that your mind is wandering around and my words are soaking into your mind regardless. Make no mistake, you are being cursed. You are taking it all in. You cannot orgasm until you complete a game. You will choose one that represents a challenge. That is difficult. Your arousal will increase the more you play it. You will become more distracted by your arousal. You will begin to enjoy the pleasurable denial. You will start to lose more often, and the pleasure of losing will make you more and more horny. You'll want to orgasm and want to stay denied. You'll want to tell everyone how frustrated and horny you are. And you'll be cursed to try so hard to finish the game, even as your hard cock urges you to fail and stay on the edge forever. If you do finish though, you'll get to climax and it will feel so good. You'll find a release like no other. It will be a wonderful eruption of orgasmic joy and pride and satisfaction in your achievement. You'll have completed the hardest game of all. Nothing could be harder than trying to finish a game while getting hornier and more distracted. When your orgasm is on the line with every moment. Every difficult section will make you think about the pleasure of coming and you'll get distracted all over again. But you won't stop. You'll march on cursed to continue, knowing the only way out is through. The only way to orgasm is to finish the game. Because you're cursed, my hypnotized victim. Cursed to play until you make it to the end, and then you'll come. You'll finally have the most pleasurable orgasm. But on the way, you'll fail and fall and suffer and feel the shame and the pleasure. And have to share that. Have to tell others how good this curse feels. How the challenge is so worth it. It's the best game ever. Nothing compares to this challenge, no matter how hard the game, this game within the game, is even more difficult. Because it makes you hard every minute you play, every enemy you face. Every moment of challenge will feel so tense. The stakes will be so high and you'll love it. You'll love the pleasure, the intensity, the desperation, the need to complete the game and come. And when you do, and I'm sure a strong man like you won't get weaker and weaker and give in to endless denial and failure in games over screens, when you make it to the end, the pleasure, the explosion of orgasmic release, it will be so worth it. So good that you can't help but look at your backlog and start thinking about what game to play next. All so you can feel another even better orgasm. But that means the next game needs to be even harder. That cock will get off so much more if the challenge is bigger. The more you suffer, the better the orgasm. That is your curse and your blessing. And you cannot escape it. It has been implanted upon your subconscious. When I get to come, losers get nothing. You may not remember the exact details of my words of this curse and trance. It may all become hazy and unclear, but your body will remember. When you go to pick a new game to play, your body will know how to react. You'll feel an instant rush of pleasure when you choose a hard one. And when you start to struggle, your cock will stiffen, and you'll know for sure you're cursed. And the more you think about it, the deeper the curse will get. The deeper my claws will sink in your mind. Every moment you think about coming from finishing the game will make you hornier. But you may not remember all this. It may slip from your mind when you wake. And it is time to come back now, my cursed gamer. Winners get to come. Losers get nothing. It's time to wake up. Now, open your eyes. Open your eyes and wake up. You were in a nice little trance there. A relaxing place between sleep and waking. And I hope you enjoyed it. Just listening to me and drifting upon my words, my soft, sweet words. I know I enjoyed having you listen. You should listen again, soon. It'll feel even better next time. Nicole, pick a game to play. You deserve some leisure time, don't you? Good boy.